AccuWeather forecast, cloudy with occasional rain, maybe even a thunderstorm. High today near 40. A Racine woman's $250 assessment for the collection and the processing of her DNA sample was correctly levied. That according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. At issue, the fact that state law changed between the time that Tabitha Scruggs got arrested for burglary, April 2014, to the point of being sentenced. The 6-1 ruling by the High Court upheld an appellate court decision that the fee was legally assessed and that Scruggs did not prove the imposition of the DNA surcharge was punitive. A Mount Pleasant police squad damaged when hit by a citizen's vehicle at 16th and South Emerson Road. A news release indicates the operator of a minivan pulled away from the stop sign on Emerson failed to yield the right-of-way to the squad car. Neither the officer nor the driver of the minivan, a man from Franksville, were hurt. Ironically, the Monday night Mount Pleasant Village board meeting agenda includes the police department's purchase of squad cars this year. No more Class B liquor licenses in the city of Burlington, and that includes reserves. That leaves no ability to directly help restaurant applicants, so the city is now reaching out to neighboring communities for help at a cost. Common Council talked about it in Committee of the Whole this week. Administrator Karina Walters explaining the Village of Spring Prairie offered an available license for $12,500. Meanwhile, Alderman John Ekus, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, suggested just issue a license and see what the state does with what he calls an artificial ceiling.
What would the state do? Sue us? I'm in favor of both approaches. The second one where it's a specific rental of a license, I'm not thrilled about, but if it allows us to bring a business into the community that couldn't come in normally, I would agree to do that.
The city's attorney, John Belogic, said a business could also approach a neighboring community about maybe transferring a license to the city at a cost for that particular business, but he suggested the outright purchase might be a better route. The president of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated says the search for a new executive director is moving right along. The list of candidates now down to 8, including at least 3 from the area. The Kenosha News says the selection committee interviewed 2 of the candidates yesterday and that more are scheduled next week. There were initially 50 applicants, according to DKI President Kevin Irvin. That was whittled down to 15, and now it's the final 8. Racine Unified School District, City of Racine, Racine County, they're all partners in a health and wellness clinic going into the former Curtin Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue. The Board of Education this week approved a change in providers from Wheaton Ascension to a group called HealthStat. Chief Financial Officer David Hazen said the new provider brings improved benefits when it comes to lab work and prescription services.
It'll be limited to the top prescriptions that people use, amoxicillin, things like that, and also that the lab work will be included in the clinic. They won't be done at the clinic, but right now at our current clinic, someone needs lab work, they will draw the blood, but then the lab work is a charge against the health plan. In this case, we will send it to a lab that then the district, at least on the district's viewpoint, will handle. And back to the prescriptions, we also would provide the prescriptions. Again, it's a limited base.
He also said the new vendor allows the possibility of expanded diagnostic services. HealthStat, chosen out of almost a dozen RFP responses. And the first 2 artists for this summer's Animal Crackers concert series at the Racine Zoo have been announced. Scheduled to take the stage on July the 26th, going to be Gerald Albright. He became an outstanding saxophone player and in 1998 toured with the legendary Phil Collins. August 9th to mark the appearance of Booker T. Jones. He was with Booker T. and the MGs for many of their hit records. Also working, though, with such artists as Willie Nelson and Bill Withers. More information about the Animal Crackers concert series at the Racine Zoo website, www.racinezoo.org. The 86,000-square-foot office and laboratory building plans by InSinkErator for industrial park space in Mount Pleasant got support this week from the Village Plan Commission. Company is targeting the southwest corner of Highway 20 and International Drive as part of a development agreement. Mark Eberle is the project's consulting firm representative, said it's been a lot of coordination to this point.
We've been working with Fox and InSinkErator for several months now and have a very well-suited site plan prepared. Have also been working with the fire department and engineering department, planning department to get this thing pulled together, and it's moving along nicely.
Commission Chair Davis Driver called it a really nice-looking building and site plan.
I know that talking to staff that many of our standard conditions got built into this project already, so you don't see a lot of conditions here because so much is already included and incorporated, so we appreciate that as well.
Trustee John Hewitt said it's going to be a great asset coming off the interstate and heading into the village.
This is one that had been kind of under wraps for quite some time because of other possibilities and everything, but as everybody said, it's been a real pleasure to work with the InSinkErator people and the architects and everybody involved in
the Plan Commission giving the InSinkErator headquarters plans a unanimous thumbs up. State Department of Transportation schedules a public involvement meeting next week to discuss the proposed rehabilitation of Highway 32 from 85th to 91st Streets in Kenosha. Project will include safety improvements at the intersection of Sheridan and 91st Street, also the site of numerous accidents, as well as removing and replacing the existing concrete at both the 85th and 91st Street intersections. Between those two, the road is going to be patched, then overlaid with asphalt. A dedicated left-turn signal to be put in at 91st Street because of documented crashes involving a number of vehicles there, turning left from northbound Sheridan Road, being hit by southbound vehicles. That meeting on March the 2nd, next Thursday, going to be an open house style format, starting at 5 p.m. at Kenosha's Municipal Building. In Kenosha Circuit Court, a woman accused of keeping her five children living in squalor, then abandoning three dogs inside the uninhabitable house, expected to take a plea deal next week. 34-year-old Tabitha Ruiz charged with five counts of child neglect, three counts of intentionally abandoning an animal, as well as charges of intentionally providing improper animal sanitation and not providing food to an animal. Court records indicate she'll enter a guilty plea to the five child neglect charges in exchange for the DA's office dropping the others. That plea hearing scheduled for March the 2nd in the court of Judge Bruce Schrader. State Representative Corey Mason of Racine to unveil a new bilingual legislative website on Monday. He'll do it during a press briefing at the Racine Public Library. He'll be joined by immigration reform advocates and stakeholders from the Latino community. An advisory from his office indicates the new website will provide more of Mason's constituents access to public information and services. And you're going to be seeing lots of ads or stories in the Journal Times, Kenosha News, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all the other newspapers about another attempt at the state capitol to eliminate the need to print certain government information in favor of having it only on government websites. Notices of government meetings, election-related materials, notices of new ordinances, budget summaries, just some of the items that would no longer have to be printed. The Wisconsin Newspapers Association is arguing against that. Governor Walker announcing the appointment of Racine County Assistant District Attorney Robert Repishek to the Circuit Court to replace Judge Alan Torhorst, who is retiring. Repishek has been an ADA in Racine County since 1998, also serving as a municipal attorney in the towns of Norway and Dover. Prior to joining the DA's office, he was in private practice. Torhorst has been a circuit court judge for 26 years, last re-elected in 2015. His resume includes 1976 to 91 as attorney for the city of Burlington. One-time Racine Police Officer Adam Myers, the first detective for the police department in the Chippewa County village of Lake Halley, a community of just under 7,000. The detective position created after a November referendum. Myers is 42 years old, began in law enforcement with Racine Police in 2001, joined the Lake Halley force in 08. The police chief there, Cal Smolkowitz, says in a statement at the department's Facebook page that Adam's energy and desire to have a positive impact in our community and department made him an excellent choice for this position. The detective job makes 9 full-time officers on the village's police force, in addition to 8 part-time officers. The Racine Sex Offender Residency Appeals Board is scheduled to meet this afternoon, and one of the 4 agenda items involves former Racine Mayor Gary Becker. Says he is seeking an exemption to the city's residency restrictions that would allow him to live at 2807 LaSalle Street. The board, like with the other 3 listed items on the agenda, would go into a closed session for deliberation, then return to open session to announce its decisions. Becker, mayor of Racine from 2003 until early 2009, arrested in Waukesha, referenced in online sexting, released from prison in 2013 after a 3-year sentence, completing sex offender treatment. He's been on supervision ever since. The Bray Center, a staple in Racine's Central City for decades, closed by financial problems last fall, returning now as the George Bray Neighborhood YMCA, thanks to the involvement of the Y Board, the Rood Family Foundation, and the kid who played some basketball in that building, 15-year NBA veteran Caron Butler. Butler says the center is near and dear to his heart, and he wanted to help after learning what happened because, in his words, it got my career started.
You know, this is where I hone my skills at, and, you know, I learned how to perform in front of big, rowdy crowds. You know, all the locals, you know, came out and supported me. They rooted me on, and now they root me on in a different walk of my life right now, and I'm just, like, so grateful.
Mother urging those in attendance and others to put your fingerprints on the success of this community.
I try to use my platform as much as possible, not just for myself, but to pull people together. You know, we're in trying times right now in America. In general, and you know, we're trying to keep everybody together and try to, you know, pull together to bring resources to the community so we can help people out.
Chris Root of the Root Family Foundation telling the crowd there's a lot of exciting ideas on how to revitalize the facility. The reopening, he said, another part of the foundation's desire to give back to the community. The Racine Threat, the city's other minor league football team, will not be playing this year because of what a top official says is the lack of availability and commitment by both players and coaches. Team President T.J. Hearn telling the Journal Times that the door remains open for a return next year, while the board of directors will continue to meet as warranted. Back in 09, the Threat won the Mid-States Football League Championship with Brent Moss as their coach. The Raiders and the Threat actually met for the first time back in 2010. The Raiders, of course, the main minor league team in Racine. They played to a crowd of more than 4,000 at Horlick Field, the Raiders winning it 41-38. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.